The van puts on a burst of speed as it rushes toward the top of the hill. At this moment, in his excitement and outrage, Brian has completely forgotten where he is, Route 7, and what he's supposed to be doing, driving a van. All he cares about is getting the package of meat out of Bullet's jaws. "Gimme it!" he shouts, tugging. Tail wagging more furiously than ever, to him it's now a game as well as a meal, Bullet tugs back. There's the sound of ripping butcher's paper. The van is now all the way off the road. Beyond it is a grove of old pines lit by lovely afternoon light, a haze of green and gold. Brian thinks only of the meat. He's not going to eat hamburg with dog drool on it, and you best believe it. "Gimme it," he says, not seeing the man in the path of his van, not seeing the truck that is now pulled up just behind the man, not seeing the truck's passenger door open, or the lanky cowboy type who leaps out, a revolver with big yellow grips spilling from the holster on his hip and onto the ground as he does. Brian Smith's world has narrowed to one very bad dog and one package of meat. In the struggle for the meat, blood roses are blooming on the butcher's paper like tattoos. 19. "There he is," the boy named Jake shouted, but Irene Tassenbaum didn't need him to tell her. Stephen King was wearing jeans, a chambray work shirt, and a baseball cap. He was well beyond the place where the road to Warrington's intersected with Route 7, about a quarter of the way up the slope. She punched the clutch, downshifted to second like a NASCAR driver with the checkered flag in view, then turned hard left, hauling on the wheel with both hands. Chip McAvoy's pickup truck teetered but did not roll. She saw the twinkle of sun on metal as a vehicle coming the other way reached the top of the hill King was climbing. She heard the man sitting by the door shout, "Pull in behind him." She did as he told her, even though she could now see that the oncoming vehicle was off the road and thus apt to broadside them, not to mention crushing Stephen King in a metal sandwich between them.